As you know, Christine isn't here this afternoon, but we do study together. And we were doing a study last night, and she's asked me to read something out on her behalf, which I will do later. But initially, a lot of what I intended to say has already been said by Pauline and by Andrew. My mum was a very special lady. This is the first Mother's Day without my mum. And of course, I'm still mourning for her, but as Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, in the Beatitudes, he said, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." Last Sunday, I was talking with Helen, and it's not that long ago since Helen lost her mum either. And we were sharing how wonderful it is that we know, and how comforting it is that we know that our mothers are in heaven and that we shall see them again. Well, this week, we've had the memorial service for my mum. And I spoke at it, but I don't intend to repeat what I said at that service, but I'm just so grateful that Andrew and Grace were there. They encouraged me a lot, and they've been real towers of strength all through the loss of my mum, and, well, all throughout my walk, really. They were there when we interred my mum's ashes at the cemetery over the road. And they were a great comfort then, so thank you to both of you. But today, I got here very, very early. It must have been very, very early because I was here even before Graham. Wow. And I thought Graham lived here. But I did walk over to the cemetery, and as Andrew was saying about talking to his mum, I had a good long talk to my mum. And I just thank God that my mum was my mum. She sounds very similar to yours, to everyone's mum. They say time's a great healer. Do you know, I've put some notes in this book, and I'm starting at back. But like I said, they say time's a great healer. Well, as far as I'm concerned, time flies. How many times have we said that? Particularly as we get older. When we look back over our lives, it often seems that our childhood, our school days, our days of courting and our wedding day were just a very short time ago. Years pass so quickly, as it's written, like a sleep. I'm going to read Psalm 90. This is a prayer of Moses. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all the generations. Amen. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn men back to dust, saying, "Return to dust, O sons of men." For 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. You sweep men away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass of the morning. Although in the morning it springs up new, by evening it is dry and withered. We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation. We have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan. The length of our days is 70 years, or 80 if we have the strength. Yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? For your wrath is as great as the fear that is due to you. Teach us to number our days aright. May we gain a heart of wisdom. Relent, O Lord, how long will it be? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendour to their children. May the favour of the Lord our God rest upon us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Amen. While I was reading that, I've just remembered, 52 years ago, I was chosen to read that in a school assembly. And it seems a very, very short time ago. As I said, this psalm was written by Moses. And the Israelites, because of grumbling and disobedience, spent 40 years in the wilderness. A long time. Had they been obedient and grateful to God, who performed miracle after miracle to release them from bondage in Egypt, they would all have reached the promised land in the twinkling of an eye. Let our purpose be ever to glorify and worship our Father. Amen. As I said, in a little while, or later on, I will be reading something that Christine's asked me to read. So, Bill, if you put it under Christine's name, make sure that you put that I read it, that I've read it. Yes. Yeah. Otherwise, everyone will think she's very, very gruff this week. Thank you.